So we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Madhya Kanda. Chapter 10. Beginning with text 25. I feel I should give a brief summary. Since we've been reading in Riga, we were reading, we started from the beginning of this chapter. This chapter is entitled The Conclusion of the Lord's Mahaprakash Pastimes. And the Mahaprakash pastimes were those pastimes where Lord Chaitanya manifested himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mahaprakasha, tai tokie žaidimai viešpaties, kuriuose jisai apreiškia save kaip aukščiausią Dievo asmenį.
He exposed the internal desires of his confidential devotees.
Jis išryškino savo artimų atsidavusiųjų norus, prašymus.
And satisfied them.
Ir patenkino juos.
In his capacity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Patenkino aukščiausią Dievo asmens.
These pastimes took place in the house of Srivas Pandit. And they are called the Chattopahariya Bhava, or the ecstasy of 21 hours. For 21 continuous hours, the Lord assumed his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He threw away all pretensions of being a devotee.
Revealed
to everyone who was present his actual divinity.
Ir visiems esantiems ten parodė savo dievišką prigimtį.
Because Lord Chaitanya appeared in the mood of a devotee.
Dėl to, kad viešpats Chaitanya atėjo atsidavusiojo vaidmenyje.
Because he wanted to teach by his own personal example.
Dėl to, kad jis asmeniškai norėjo mus pamokyti.
How to love God.
Kaip pamilti ir mylėti Dievą.
Therefore, in order to teach how to love God, he could not come in the role as God.
Dėl to, kad kitas pamokyti, kaip mylėti Dievą, jis negalėjo ateiti kaip Dievas.
Although he was the Supreme Personality of God,
ir nors jis pats buvo aukščiausias Dievo asmuo,
he appeared in the role of a devotee.
Atėjo atsidavusio vaidmenį.
Because he felt that previously in his instructions he had given to in his presence of Lord as Lord Krishna.
Yes, anksčiau jis pajuto, kad anksčiau duodamas savo nurodymus, būdamas atėjęs kaip Krishna.
He had given the confidential instructions to Arjuna.
Jis davė slapčiausius nurodymus Arjunai.
Manmana bhava mad bhakto majaji man namaskuru, to always think of me, worship me, offer your homages unto me.
Visada galvok apie mane, šlovink mane ir aukok man viską.
But he had given these instructions in a theoretical way.
Bet šitos nurodymus jis davo teorijoje.
Now he wanted to show how to do it.
O dabar jis norėjo juos įkūnyti.
And therefore he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to show the example of how to be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
Ir dėl to jis atėjo įsikūrė kaip viešpats Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kad parodytų pavyzdį, kaip reikia tarnauti viešpačiui Krishnai.
In order to do this he assumed the role of the most confidential devotee of Krishna.
Ir dėl to jis priėmė labiausiai išaukštinto atsidavusio vaidmenį Krishnai.
Who can be engaged more in continuous thoughts of Krishna than Srimati Radharani?
Kas gali daugiau arba labiau galvoti apie Krishna kaip Šrimati Radharani.
Of course, all the residents of Vrindavan, the local of Vrindavan, absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
Žinoma, kad visi Vrindavano, galvoti Vrindavanas gyventojai apimti minčių apie Krishna.
Their mood of loving service to Krishna is highest.
Jų nusiteikimas Dievo atžvilgiu yra aukščiausias.
There is no higher plane of existence than that plane of the local Vrindavan.
Nėra aukštesnio egzistavimo lygmens kaip šitų gyventojų Govoka Vrindavan.
Because those residents, those Nitya Parivaras, are eternal associates of Lord Shri Krishna.
Dėl to, kad šitie amžini viešpaties Krishnos bendrininkai.
There is so much absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
Yra tiek apimti minčių apie Krishna.
That they never think of him as anything other than Krishna, their friend, Krishna, their lover, or Krishna, their son.
Kad jie niekad negalvoja apie Krishna kitaip, kaip apie savo mylimąjį sūnų ar draugą.
They are never disturbed by such thoughts as Krishna, the Supreme Personality.
Jų niekada netrikdo ir jiems netrukdo tokias mintis kaip
This is a disturbance for the residents of Govoka Vrindavan.
Govoka Vrindavanas gyventojams tai yra trukdymas.
Because such thoughts will cripple one's ecstatic love for the Lord.
Tokios mintis tik tai trukdys ekstatiniam stovui.
And it will cripple the spontaneous loving relationship that each and every devotee has with the Lord.
Ir dėl to sutrukdys ekstatiniams jausmams, kuriuos turi puoselė kiekvienas iš atsidavusių tenais.
By being crippled, it means that it diminishes their ability to be spontaneous with the Supreme Lord.
Tai reiškia, kad jų galimybė tokiomis mintimis būtų sumažinta.
So, therefore, such thoughts do not enter into the minds of the residents.
Dėl to tokios mintis nepatenka į jų
They are simply situated in ecstatic love for
Krishna.
Of course, Srila Prabhupada is entitled to Krishna book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God.
Srila Prabhupada Krishna prašo šitoje knygoje Krishna aukščiausias Dievo asmuo.
That is for our understanding.
Kad mūsų supratimo palengvinti.
But for the residents of Goloka Vrindavan,
Bet Vrindavano gyventojams
It is simply Krishna.
Jiems Krishna yra paprasčiausiai Krishna.
Krishna, my friend.
Krishna, mano draugužis.
Krishna, my lover.
Mano mylimiausias.
Krishna, my son.
Mano sūnus Krishna.
These are the thoughts of the residents of Goloka.
Tokios mintis tik tai Goloka Vrindavano gyventojų mintis.
They are always absorbed in such thoughts.
Jie visada apimti tokių minčių.
They are playing with Krishna.
Jie žaidžia su Krishna.
Are engaged in other conjugal affairs with Krishna.
Arba dar kokiam intimiom žaidimais užsiėmę su Krishna.
Or they are oftentimes speaking about Krishna's activities.
Arba dažniausiai kalba apie Krishna's veiksmus.
He's speaking about his young childhood activities.
Kalba apie jo vaikystės išdaigas.
Especially the mischievous activities of Krishna.
Būtent apie išdaigas.
And when Krishna engages in such mischievous activities, everyone is always talking about
them. Ir kai Krishna krečia šunybės, visi tik tai apie tai šneka.
Anyways, the point is that the residents of Goloka Vrindavan, they are the personification of this verse of Bhagavad Gita.
Ir dėl to šito teksto įkūnijimas yra Golokos Vrindavano gyventojai.
So the Lord assumed the position of the topmost devotee.
Dėl to viešpats priėmė šito aukščiausio, tobuliausio, atsidavusio viešpačio vaidmenį.
In order to show how to love God.
Tam, kad parodytų, kaip mylėti Krishna, Dievą.
To love God, how to love God in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan.
Kaip mylėti Dievą Vrindavano gyventojų nusiteikime
sąmonėje. When Lord Krishna is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita states,
Viešpats Krishna aprašomas Chaitanya Charitamritai.
Yuga Dharma Pravartamu Nama Sankirtam Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachimu Bhuvan. He says that I will descend, I will appear in this world to inaugurate the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord.
Aš nusileisiu, aš ateisiu į šitą pasaulį, kad pradėti šitą bendrą kongregaciją šventų viešpaties vardų šlovinimą.
I will make the whole world dance in ecstasy.
Aš priversiu visą pasaulį ekstazėje.
Realizing the four mellows of ecstatic loving devotional service.
Ir priversiu juos suprasti keturis skonius atsidavimo tarnystės Krishnai.
So this is what Lord Chaitanya came to deliver.
Dėl to su šiuo tikslu viešpats Čaitanya ir atėjo.
This type of ecstatic love for him. He was chanting Krishna's name, which was none other than his own name. But he was doing so in the mood of a devotee of the Lord. But during the Shata Praharya Bhava,
bet šitoje 21 valandos pavojų žaidime
Lord Chaitanya was revealing to his confidential associates who had descended before him.
Viešpats Chaitanya išryškino tuos savo artimiausius atsidavusius, kurie atėjo prieš jį.
Previously the Lord had told them all to descend and to take birth in various families.
Dėl to, kad Viešpats prieš tai jiems davė nurodymą, kad jie gimtų skirtingose įvairiose šeimose prieš jam ateina.
To assist him in his pastimes.
Kad padėtų dalyvauti jo žaidimuose.
So during Shatta Praharya Bhava he was telling them, I'm here now.
Ir dėl to šito 21 valandos žaidime jisai pasakė, aš dabar čia.
For those of you who have not recognized me yet,
kurie dar manęs nepažino,
although you've been attracted to me,
galbūt jūs buvote patraukti mane,
you cannot help but be attracted to my activities.
Aišku, jūs negalite pasipriešinti būti nepatrauktais mano veiksmais.
Because that is a natural position of a devotee.
Tai yra natūrali atsidavusio padėtis.
Natural position of a devotee is to always be attracted to the form, the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord.
Visiškai natūralu atsidavusiam būti patrauktam forma žaidimais.
But my yoga maya has been helping me in such a way.
Dėl to yoga maya man tokiu būdu padėjo.
So that you do not recognize me.
Tam, kad jūs manęs nepažintumėt.
But now I'm telling you.
O dabar aš jums sakau.
And I'm revealing to all of you who are present today.
Štai aš jums atsiskleidžiu visiems, kurie čia dalyvauja.
Here now.
Aš čia.
So this was his Mahaprakash Lila. Although he had previously revealed to some devotees, he kept it very confidential. Just like when he revealed to the pilgrim Brahmin. During his young childhood pastime, after he revealed himself to that young pilgrim Brahmin, and when the Brahmin was offering rice,
kai Brahmanas aukojo pagamintus ryžius,
he had to offer it three times because each time this young child would come and contaminate his offering.
Tas Brahmanas tris kartus iš eilės turėjo gaminti vėl aukoti iš naujo ryžius, nes tas jaunas vaikas nemajas ateidavo ir suvalgydavo ryžius.
And on the third attempt to offer the rice to his deity Gopal,
ir po trečio užsispyrusio karto paukoti ryžius,
Lord Chaitanya revealed his identity to him.
Viešpats Chaitanya apreiškė savo tapatybę.
The Brahmin was in complete ecstasy.
Brahmanas įkrito į ekstazę.
He fell down in ecstasy, lost his consciousness.
Pametė savo sąmonę.
And began glorifying the Lord.
Ir pradėjo šlovyti Viešpatį.
And immediately he was thinking, now I must tell everybody.
Dabar aš visiems turiu paskelbti šitą džiugią naujieną.
But Lord Chaitanya said, No. If you tell anybody what you've seen here tonight, I will destroy you. You can't say anything. I'm not ready to reveal it yet. So he said, but if you want to see these wonderful pastimes,
bet jeigu tu nori pamatyti tuos nuostabius ateityje vykstančius žaidimus,
stay around Navadvip for a while.
Laikykis arčiau Navadvipo.
You could just watch it.
Ir stebėk plačiai akis atrėmęs. Ir niekam nemurmur.
So he revealed on a few occasions in his childhood his divinity.
Ir kai kuriais atvejais savo dieviškai prigimtis atskleidė dar būdamas vaikas.
Or sometimes he would play games. He would reveal his identity. But because of Yoga Maya, the devotees could not recognize. Because he didn't manifest in this Mahaprakash form. He would just say things like, "Don't you know I am the source of the Ganges?" Or all the cowherd men and women, when they were watching baby Krishna, baby Nimai. When Nimai had taken the rice, and they were saying, "Hey Nimai, don't you don't even know where this Brahman has come from." And Nimai said, "Oh, actually, I'm simply a young village cowherd boy." And he would describe himself as Lord Krishna. But the Navadvip, the elderly cowherd men and women, they would think he was just simply, "What is he speaking? This young boy is just joking in this
way."
They could not recognize. Sometimes he would play with them. But Shatta Prahaya Bhava, this was it. For 21 hours, he stood on the altar, accepted all the offerings of his devotees, he exposed the internal desires of his confidential devotees, and he satisfied their desires. So the first in this chapter was Mararigupta. We were reading about Mararigupta in Riga. It was a very wonderful event that took place. And to repeat the whole thing would simply to give the whole class again. But as we said, we're trying to summarize. Mararigupta is a very confidential servant of Lord Chaitanya.
Mararigupta
is not older than the Lord. He appeared many years before Lord Chaitanya appeared. And he assumed the position, the role of an Ayurvedic physician. In fact, Mararigupta spent a lot of time with young Nimai in his childhood. And when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he got much of the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya from the Kadachas, the diaries of Mararigupta. He also had written a book himself, Sri Chaitanya Charita. Which is much of this is his diary of the childhood
past.
So he's a very confidential associate of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya called Mararigupta before him. And he said, he said to Mararigupta, "Behold my form." What was that form that Lord Chaitanya showed Murari? Does anybody know? Why? Somebody who wasn't in Riga. Mararigupta is
Hanuman.
Yes, he is Hanuman, and he is always absorbed in the mood of service to his worshipful Lord. So Lord Chaitanya, during his Mahaprakash Lila, he was showing the innermost desires of Murari Gupta. Because Murari Gupta, actually, he couldn't give up the worship of Lord Rama. Lord Chaitanya even once tried to get him to give him up, give it up. He started glorifying all of Krishna's qualities as the reservoir of all pleasure, source of all incarnations, transcendental beauty of the body of Lord Krishna, began glorifying his qualities. For a little while, when Murari was listening, his mind started to become a little bit converted. But then he went home.
Jis grįžo namo.
And he began to think.
Ir pradėjo kamuotis.
How can I give up worship of Lord Rama?
Kaip aš galiu palikti Viešpaties Ramos tarnystę?
Better I die now.
Geriau aš numirsiu.
I sold my head to the lotus feet of Rama.
Aš atidaviau savo galvą Viešpačiui Ramai.
I cannot possibly give it up.
Kaip aš galiu jį dabar pamesti?
And so when he returned to Lord Chaitanya the following morning, he revealed to him that his heart, all that was in his heart, he said, now I'm suffering from two
things.
First, I'm suffering because I cannot give up the lotus feet of Lord
Ramachandra.
And second, I'm suffering because I'm not following your instructions. Therefore, please, let me die right now. Lord Chaitanya actually began glorifying
Murari.
He said that actually your type of devotion is the most sought after devotion. Because you would not give up the worship of your worshipful Lord. Murari was simply testing you, that's all. And he began glorifying Murari. Could not stop speaking about Murari's qualities. So now, during the Mahaprakash Lila, he said,
Murari,
look at me. What do you see? Murari looked up. Saw the beautiful form of Lord
Ramachandra.
The color of Durva grass.
Durva žolės spalvos.
He saw Lakshman.
Lakshmana šalia pamatė.
He saw Sita.
Sita šalia.
And then he looked at himself.
Ir pasižiūrėjo save.
And he was Hanuman.
Jis buvo Hanuman.
And he completely became overwhelmed in ecstasy. He fell to the ground, crying. Bathing the Lord's feet with his tears. Lord told him, now get up, Murari. Now I want to give you a benediction. What do you want, Murari? You know what Murari said? I don't want anything.
Yeah.
How could I possibly ask anything from
you?
He said, just I ask one thing. Please allow me to always sing your glories. And wherever I take my birth, just let me remember you. And then he said, please let me reside wherever your devotees reside. Birth after birth. In other words, he's saying, Enokia, let me take birth after birth after birth. If I'm living with your devotees, how can I possibly forget you? Because your devotees are always speaking about you. So therefore he said, that's all I want. Anyways, we spoke a lot about this the last time. And quoted many verses in relationship
to it.
And now, text
25.
The Lord said to Murari, I will certainly grant you this benediction. And when the Lord said that, a tumultuous vibration of what? Does anybody know all of what he said? What did they say? All the devotees, but tumultuous means like it's almost like deafening to the ears. What did they say? Let me hear. Twice. They were in ecstasy. They were in ecstasy. The devotees, they're naturally, so they're so happy when they see a devotee get a benediction from the Lord. They don't say, why him, not me? No, not at all. They're in ecstasy. When they see a devotee getting Lord's mercy, what do they say? Twice. See, that's the nature of Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas always happy to see other Vaishnavas getting mercy. Huh? Who's getting mercy now? And they're all getting mercy. They're all getting mercy by doing this past time. They're very happy to see other Vaishnavas getting mercy. All the Vaishnavas had great affection for Murari. Who was by nature merciful to all living entities. If Murari was associated with any place, that place became as sanctified as Vaikuntha. Is that verse that saints of your caliber are verily holy places personified? Because you carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart. Wherever you go, you immediately turn that place into a place of pilgrimage. So wherever, any place that's associated with Murari Gupta immediately becomes like
Vaikuntha.
Who can describe the glories of Murari? In every incarnation, the Lord was the dear friend of Murari. In other words, Murari was saying, he said that I may take birth anywhere, but wherever I take birth, let me always remember you. He said, let me reside in the association of your servants, birth after birth. So whenever the Lord appeared, Murari always appeared with the Lord. In the association of the Lord's servants. Then Lord Chaitanya said, listen, everyone. Anyone who blasphemes Murari will not be delivered.
bet kuris, kuris kritikuos moralį, negaus išsilaisvinimo.
Even if he takes millions of baths in the Ganges.
Net jeigu milijoną kartų išsimaudytų Gangoje.
Neither the Ganges nor the holy names of Hari will nullify his sins.
Nei Gangas, nei šventi Hari vardai neneutralizuos jo nuodėmes.
Heavy. Very heavy.
Sunkus prakeikimas.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta has purported this.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati has given commentary.
In order to remove the sinful mentality of those proud persons who are envious of the devotees,
tam kad neutralizuoti nuodėmingą iš didžių asmenybių nusiteikimą,
and who blaspheme the devotees,
kurie yra pavydus ir kritikuoja atsidavusiuosius,
while considering themselves, quote, engaged in taking bath in the Ganges and in chanting the names of Hari,
kurie skaito save, kabutėse, užsijėmę, užimti maudymusi Gangoje ir šlovinimu Hari vardu.
Mahaprabhu said, if a person knowingly or unknowingly blasphemes a devotee constantly engaged in the service of the Lord like Murari,
jeigu asmuo sąmoningai ar nesąmoningai kritikuoja atsidavusį, pastoviai užsiėmusi tarnystę viešpačiui kaip Murari,
and becomes envious of the devotees,
ir tampa pavydus atsidavusiųjų atžvilgiu,
by claiming to have taken shelter of Harinam and the Ganges,
teigdamas, kad priėmė Harinamos ir Gangos prieglobstį,
then the Ganges and the holy names destroy such a sinful person rather than award him any benefit.
Tada Ganga ir šventas vardas sunaikins tokį nuodėmingą asmenį vietoj to, kad duotų jam palaiminimą.
Even today, the place of Murari Gupta is found in Shridham Mayapur, an attractive land between the residential areas of the Muslims and the Hindus.
Netgi iki šios dienos Murari Guptos vieta randama Shridham Mayapuroje, tarp gyvenviečių, kur gyvenama musulmonė ir hindusai.
Those proud persons who blaspheme Murari Gupta by expressing hatred for the present pathetic condition of his place show disrespect for the Dham and cannot obtain any benefit from the waters that have emanated from the feet of Vishnu.
Tie išdidus asmenys, kurie kritikuoja Murari Gupta, išreikšdami savo neapykantą dabartiniai vietai, kuris jis gyveno, rodo nepagarbą šventai namai ir negali pasiekti palaiminimų iš vandens, kuris teka iš viešpatės Vishnu pėdų.
The syllables of Lord Hari's holy names, Namaparad, that they have received from their unauthorized gurus, vanquish such people by converting them into sense enjoyers, birth after birth.
Tokie išsireiškimai viešpaties Hari šventų vardų namą parašo, jie tokiu būdu gauna tai iš savo neutralizuotų būrų ir palaipsniui tokie žmonės degraduoja į jausminius besitenkinančiuosius gimimas po gimimo.
Envy of Vaishnavas produces such a formidable poisonous result.
Pavydas Vaishnavams sukelia tokį atstumenti nuodingą rezultatą.
Such people commit sinful activities in the strength of the holy names.
Tokie žmonės atlieka nuodėmingą veiklą šventų viešpatės vardų priedangoje.
And as offenders of the holy names, they fall into the jaws of death.
Ir dėl to, kaip švento viešpatės vardo įžeidėjai, jie patenka į mirties nasrus.
If such people take bath in the waters of the Ganges 10 million times, they will not be delivered.
Ir tokie žmonės, net jeigu išsimaudo Gangoje 10 milijonų kartų, vis tiek jie negauna išsilaisvinimo.
This is Sri Gaurasundara's instruction and words of chastisement towards the averse living entities.
Tokie štai Sri Gaurasundaros nurodymai ir barimo žodžiai tiems, kurie pavydus gyvosiam būtybėm.
In the Dwarka Mahatmya it is said, Pujito Bhagavan Vishnu Janmantara Satarapi Prasidati Navishvatma Vaishnave Chapamanite. Lord Hari, the Supersoul of the entire universe, is never pleased with the miscreant who insults a Vaishnava even if he has worshipped Vishnu for hundreds of births.
Dvaraka Mahatmya pasakyta, kad Viešpats Hari, super siela visai visatai, niekada nepatenkintas tokiais niekingais niekadėliais, kurie žaidinė vaišnavus, net jeigu jie šlovina Vishnu šimtais gimimų, šimtose gimimų.
So the Lord would oftentimes use this example to show how dear to him his devotees are.
Viešpats dažnai duoda tokį pavyzdį, kad parodytų, kiek brangus jam jo atsidavusieji.
Even used his mother, Sachimata.
Netgi Sachimata naudoja kaip pavyzdį.
As the example of the great danger of offending a Vaishnava.
Kaip nurodant pavojų įžeidinėjant atsidavusius.
All Sachimata said.
Visa ką Sachimata pasakė.
She said something about Advaita Acharya.
Apie Advaita Acharya.
She said this Advaita Acharya calls himself non-dual.
Jinai pasakė, šis Advaita Acharya vadina save nedvejybinį.
But he's very dualistic and duplicitous.
Bet jis labai dvejingas.
And why did she say that?
Dėl ko jį tai pasakė.
Because Nimai was going and hearing it from Advaita Acharya.
Dėl to, kad Nimaius eidavo ir klausydavosi Advaita Acharya.
And previously, Vishwarup, Nimai's older brother, would also go and hear from Advaita Acharya.
Ir anksčiau Vishwarupa irgi eidavo ir klausydavosi iš Advaita Acharyos.
And he took the renounced order of life and left in the forest.
Atsižadėjusio gyvenimo būdą ir išėjo į mišką.
She lost her elder son. Jinai
neteko vyresnio sūnaus.
Now her elder son was gone.
Ir jos vyresnis sūnus paliko namus.
Jagannath Mishra was gone.
Jagannath Mishra paliko.
All she had was Nimai.
Viskas, kas jai buvo likę, tik Nimai.
And when she saw Nimai going to hear from Advaita Acharya,
ir kai tik ji pamatė, kad Nimai eina pas Advaita Acharya klausytis jo,
she became very anxious.
Ji labai susirūpino.
She's thinking, oh, he calls himself Advaita.
Jis vadina save
but he is duplicitous.
That is
duplicitous. Yes. He's trying to steal my only son.
Jis bando pavogti iš manęs sūnų.
She was thinking this way. So when Lord Chaitanya was giving out benedictions to all his devotees, one devotee on behalf of Sachimata,
he said,
please, your mother, she is the most fortunate entity in all of creation. Please give her love of God.
Lord
Chaitanya said, never. She is an offender. Because she made that one statement. So Lord Chaitanya used that example. Of course, later Sachimata, she went back to Advaita Acharya. Because Lord Chaitanya says, if she goes and she takes the dust of the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya, then she can be given.
Viešpats Čaitanja pasakė, jeigu ji nueis ir priims Advaita Acharyos pėdų lotosines dulkes, tada ji gali būti atleista.
So then Sachimata went to the house of Advaita Acharya.
Sachimata nuėjo pas Advaita Acharya į namus.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began describing to Advaita Acharya that Sachimata, she has offended you. She wants to take the dust of your feet. As soon as Advaita Acharya heard the word Sachimata, he began glorifying her and dancing in ecstasy. Take the dust from my feet. How can I let something like that happen? She is a universal mother. She is Krishna's mother. She is mother of Lord Chaitanya. She is most auspicious in all the three worlds. Take the dust from my feet.
dulkės
began screaming in ecstasy.
Pradėjo ekstazė dainuoti.
In ecstasy he fell on the ground.
Ir ekstazė krito ant žemės.
And when he fell on the ground,
ir kai nukrito ant žemės,
Sachimata said, oh,
Sachimata, dabar mano laikas.
There's those feet.
Ir pripuolė prie jo pėdų.
So she immediately dove for his lotus feet while I was lying on the ground in ecstasy. She took his lotus feet and took the dust and then she began rolling on the ground in ecstasy. So she was delivered from her offense by taking the dust of his way to Acharya. Actually, there is a statement, I think it's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Madhurya
Kadambini.
He describes the characteristics of great Mahabhagavata devotees. So sometimes one may offend a Mahabhagavata devotee.
Kartais kas nors gali įžeisti Mahabhagavata atsidavusį.
But a Mahabhagavata devotee is on such an exalted position that he may not actually see the offense.
Bet Mahabhagavata tokia išaukštinta padėti, kad jis net nepastebi to įžeidimo.
In other words, he doesn't think I've been offended.
Jis negalvoja, o aš įžeistas.
So, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, but although the Mahabhagavata devotee may not take offense.
Bet Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur sako, taip, galbūt. Mahabhagavata atsidavusi jis nepriema to įžeidimo.
The dust of his lotus feet. One has to go and take the dust of the lotus feet. If one offends such a great exalted devotee. But if he does not,
bet jeigu ne,
take the dust of your feet.
Nepriems dulkių
lotos pėdų. As Lord Chaitanya says here, one who blasphemes Murari.
Kaip aš pačiaitane sako, tas, kuris niekina Murari,
he will, even if he takes millions of baths in the Ganges,
net jeigu milijonus kartų nusimaudys, nusiprops,
he'll not be delivered.
Negaus išsivaisinimo.
Neither the Ganges nor the holy names,
nei Ganga, nei šventi vardai,
will nullify his sins.
Ne panaikins jo nuodėmę.
So, of course, it's also described in Harinam Chintamani.
Harinam Chintamani taip pat aprašoma.
That if one offends a devotee,
jeigu kas įžeidžia atsidavusį,
one must go back to the devotee and complete repentance, beg for forgiveness.
Ir eiti pas tą atsidavusį pilnam atgailavime prašyti atleidimą.
And he said that, but sometimes, if the offense is very severe,
bet kartais, jeigu įžeidimas iš tikrųjų labai rimtas,
the anger of the devotee still may not subside.
Tokio atsidavusio pyktis gali būti neatslūgęs.
And therefore, if the anger does not subside,
ir jeigu pyktis neatslūgsta,
then the devotee should think within himself.
Tada tas atsidavęs turi galvoti sau.
He said, I deserve to suffer for millions of births.
Aš užsitarnavau kančių milijonus gyvenimų.
For the offense that I have committed.
Dėl to įžeidimo, kurį atlikau.
Such a serious offense that his anger still has not subsided.
Toksai rimtas įžeidimas, kad nesugebu net atslūgyti jo pykčio.
And therefore, in full repentance,
pilnam atgailavime,
if one takes shelter of the holy name,
jeigu žmogus priima švento viešpaties vardo prieglobstį,
thinking himself to be very, 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 very fallen,
galvodamas apie save labai, labai, labai puolusį,
and engages in continuous chanting of the holy name,
ir pastoviai užsiėmęs švento viešpaties vardų kartojimą,
then in due course of time he can be delivered.
Laikui bėgant tai gali būti gauta atleidimą.
But here we see that Lord Chaitanya is saying, even the holy names of Hari will not nullify his
sins. Matome, kad net viešpaties Hari vardai neatleis jam.
So of course one has to be very careful about offending such an exalted Vaishnava of Gaudiya Murari Gupta.
Labai būtų atidžiam, kad neįžeistų tokio atsidavusio kaip Murari Gupta jo žydo atsidavusio.
Instead, what will happen?
Kas gi atsitiks?
Here it describes, Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakura describes,
Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakura
saprašo, such people will be converted into sense enjoyers birth after birth.
Tokie žmonės taps dargais jausminio pasitenkinimo gynimas po gynimo.
In other words, due to that offense, the desire for sense gratification will simply grow in the heart.
Dėl tokio troškimo jausminio pasitenkinimo jie paprasčiausiai užterš savo širdį.
The verse in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Ayushriyam yashodaramam lokan ashisha evacha. One who mistreats great souls. When one mistreats great souls, his lifespan, his reputation, his opulences, his religion, his possessions, and his good fortune are all destroyed. That's the Srimad Bhagavatam. This was also quoted in relationship to Amoga when he offended Lord Chaitanya.
Taigi šim paprašyta ir smoga, kuris įžeidė viešpatį Čaitanyą.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya quoted this verse.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya šitą tekstą pracitavo.
His lifespan is destroyed.
Jo gyvenimo trukmė sužlugdyta.
Reputation.
Reputacija sunaikinta.
Destroyed.
Sunaikinta visa.
His opulences.
Visi jo turtai.
Loses all of his opulences.
Visus turtus.
His possessions.
Visą nuosavybę.
And any good fortune that he has coming for the future.
Ir jeigu tik tai ateity dar jo laukia kokia sėkmė.
Finished. There's another verse from the Skanda Purana.
Skanda Purana yra dar tekstas.
Hanti vindanti vaidveshti Vaishnavan navinandati. What is it? I can't remember the whole verse. Hanti Hanti Vindanti Vaya Pungsat Vaya Vaishnavan. When one who is envious of a
Vaishnava,
one who kills a Vaishnava, one who blasphemes a Vaishnava, one who does not offer his obeisances upon seeing a Vaishnava, one who is angry at a
Vaishnava,
and one who does not become ecstatic upon seeing a Vaishnava.
Wow.
This verse says that what is his destination?
Kokia jo paskirtis?
He must go to hell.
Jis leidžiasi žemyn.
And generations to come will follow him.
Ir visos kartos po jo seka paskui jį.
Not only hell,
ne tik pragarą,
the worst type of hell.
Įprasčiausia, žemiausia, tamsiausia, karščiausia, juodžiausia pragarą.
Skanda Purana. These are some of the implications of Vaishnava Parava.
Tai nurodymai maždaug į Vaishnava Parava.
Simply by not being, even by not being happy, feeling joyful upon seeing a Vaishnava.
Įsivaizduokit, pamačius Vaishnava, net jeigu nesijaučia džiaugsmingai.
Imagine, see a Vaishnava, you think.
Pamatot Vaishnava ir nuliūstate.
Him again?
Kur toliau kelias nusėda?
What am I going to do now?
Kur dabar man spėkti?
Such great danger. One should be very joyful. Upon receiving a Vaishnava, you should offer obeisances. Then the next question comes, okay, who's a Vaishnava? Well, you know what Lord Chaitanya's answer to that question
was? Can
anyone say? Yes, anyone chants the names of Krishna? He is considered to be a Vaishnava. Of course, there's different levels of chanting. Some may chant with still with many offenses. They are known as Vaishnava Abbas. They're chanting, but they're not really Vaishnava. They're next to Vaishnavas. So now you may think, well, it's okay, I don't have to worry, at least. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in Madhurya Kadambini, he says that one should be very careful. He says if one commits an offense to a Vaishnava, he says if he tries to justify that offense by thinking, well, there's so many faults in that Vaishnava, it doesn't work. Because that's the tendency. We'll commit an offense and think, well, actually, you know. He does this and does that. I've seen him do this before. It's not a blasphemy. But he warns, no, actually. All levels of Vaishnavas. One has to be very careful committing. And this same pastime of Lord Chaitanya with Sachimata. Lord Chaitanya raised his hands. He said, raising my hands, I declare that let all living entities, one should be happy and never commit offense to any living entities. Anyone who commits offenses to living entities is committing offense to me. He says, for one who does not commit any offenses to all living entities, and simply chants the holy names, certainly he will be delivered. So, he says all living entities. So it seems that there's a lot of living entities that fall into that category. And if we start looking for an excuse, well, he's not even a living entity.
It
doesn't work. He said, one should give up criticism of all living entities.
He said,
give up criticism of all living entities, chant the holy names of the Lord, and certainly you will be delivered. So, one should be very careful. There are many teachings in this respect of how to engage in proper dealings with Vaishnavas. But we cannot go through the whole, all the different teachings in respect. But here we should simply take note that if one blasphemes such a devotee, such as Murari, is in the platform of Murari Gupta, even 10 million baths in the Ganges will not relieve his sinful. And what happens? That it says right here that they will become sense, persons will become sense and joyous birth after birth. Same thing that happened to Ramachandra Puri when he offended his spiritual master Madhavendra Puri.
It's
described that due to his offense the seed, the fruit of desire just simply grew in his heart.
Dėl šio įžeidimo nuodėmingos veiklos sėkla
One sees that the seed of food of desire for sense gratification is growing and growing and growing. One should know it's the result of some offenses. One should look deep within his heart. And he should try to understand what offenses have I committed. With all sincerity in his heart. He should go before any Vaishnava that he is either knowingly or unknowingly offended and break
him.
What time is that?
Now.
Oh, why the close of purpose?
That's the special leader.
What's happening? It's opening again.
Okay.
So maybe we should leave time for another question. Can? Maybe. Okay, go ahead.
That are the hopes for us.
What are the hopes?
Yeah, because actually it seems that we have I don't know about all other Vishnavas, but at least I think that some of us have offended quite a lot of Vishnavas, not meeting them with ecstasy and all other living beings, and we can't have an opportunity to take dust of the lotus feet. So what are the hopes for us?
What are the hopes? Well, if there's anybody...
Ta prasme, panašu, kad galbūt, nu, aišku, ne visi iš čia susirinkusi, bet galbūt kai kurie vis tik tai atliko tokius įžeidimus, kad jie su džiaugsmu nepasipėjo žinavo ir galbūt įžeidė kitas gyvasis būtis, tai kokius šansus mes turime, kaip sakome, išsigelbėti.
Point is that we should learn how to develop the proper Vaishnava attitude.
We
should learn how to become happy upon seeing Vaishnavas.
We
should learn how to offer obeisances to Vaishnavas. We should learn that we should, how to control our anger towards Vaishnavas.
Kaip suvaldyti savo pyktį Vaishnavo akivaizdoje.
Control our tongue to not be and not be envious.
Nebūti pavydingiems.
Of course, we should be aware of all of these dangers in association with Vaishnavas.
Tai reiškia, kad turim būti sąmoningi visų šitų pavojų, kurie gali tyko mus įžeidinėti Vaishnavas.
So it's not that if we have committed these in some way or another in the course of our devotional service that we're all destined to hell. What to speak of the worst hell? But the point that why this verse is quoted is to show us the dangers
kam šitas tekstas cituojamas, tam, kad parodytų visą pavojų
of being offensive to Vaishnavas.
Ką reiškia būti įžeidinėti Vaishnavas.
And if we become aware of the dangers,
ir jeigu mes suprantame pavojų,
sometimes we need to be reminded.
Kartais mums reikia priminti.
Become aware of the dangers, we can help protect ourselves from doing it again.
Suprasdami pavojų, mes tada patys save saugom nuo atlikimo tokių veiksmų.
And certainly in the case of knowingly offending Vaishnavas.
O jeigu ypač dar be abejo sąmoningai atlikti žaidimą.
We can go back and ask for their forgiveness.
Tada galime interprašyti jų atleidimo.
In other words, we should not remain in ignorance.
Kitaip sakant, nepateisinamas būdimas neišmanime.
One of the types of anartis of chanting the holy name is tattva vibhrama, is to remain in ignorance.
Vienas anartų likti neišmanėliu.
We should not remain in ignorance about the offenses.
Nereikia išlikti neišmanėliu įžeidimo atžvilgiu.
In the beginning we may claim innocence.
Pradžioje mes galime pasiteisinti. Aš nežinojau.
I didn't know. I didn't know I was offending. But after hearing this again and again and again, it doesn't work. You keep on using the same excuse. I didn't know. So as you become more and more conscious of what the offenses are, then you know. You know what you have to avoid. And you know if you commit it. You cannot just say, not important. He said, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the person who commits is the offense and thinks, I'll just chant Hare Krishna. Why do I have to bother to go back to the Vaishnava? I'll just chant Hare Krishna. Because Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna is very potent. It can relieve one from all offenses. But then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, one who thinks this way, he becomes implicated further in more offense to the holy name. He's committing sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. So now, not only is he committing the first offense of
blasphemy,
he's committing the seventh offense also. Becomes implicated in more offenses. So therefore one certainly has to go back. If he can go back, if he knowingly committed offense, he'd beg forgiveness. And then you ask, what is our hope? Our hope is in the holy name. The holy name is very powerful. The holy name is very forgiving. Very merciful. Nama parada yukta nam namaniva haranti nama vishanti puritani tani vata pitani cha. The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is recommended for those who are committing offenses.
Hare Krishna Maha Mantra's kartojimas rekomenduojimas būtent tiems, kurie atlieka žydimus.
Because even if those in the beginning they are committing offenses,
net jeigu pradžioje jie atlieka žydimus,
if he goes on chanting gradually, he'll become free from his offenses.
Jeigu palaipsniui jeigu jis ir toliau šlovina šventus vardus, po truputį jis išlaisvinamas nuo žydimų.
But one has to understand what is the meaning of that verse.
Bet reikia suprasti prasmę šito teksto.
The meaning of that verse is that one who chants the holy name of the Lord,
o prasmė tame, kad tas, kuris šlovina viešpaties vardą,
while trying to become free from
offenses, išsilaisvinti iš žydimų.
In other words, he knows he's committing offenses. And he's always trying to become free from offenses. And he's trying to become free from the anarthas which are the cause of his offenses. As we explained last night, what is the cause of offending a Vaishnava? Pride.
Okay.
Due to pride, one will commit offenses. So one who sees his pride, and he chants Hare Krishna with the desire to become free from his pride. He doesn't chant Hare Krishna with a desire to nullify his sinful reactions. So he can remain proud and offensive. There's a difference in consciousness. A person may think, I'm a proud person, and I commit offenses. I'll chant Hare Krishna, and I won't have to suffer, and I can stay proud and offensive. Another person will think, I'm proud and offensive. I'm very low. I deserve to go to hell.
Kelias veda pragarą.
I deserve to be punished for my offenses.
Iš tikrųjų, man nereiktų nubausti žiauriai už žydimus.
When I look around me at others,
aš pasižiūrėjau kitus,
I see how fallen I am. And when he thinks like that, and he chants the holy name of the Lord, praying, help me to become free from my pride. So I do not commit any more offenses. Then he has hope. Great hope. Because then he can come to the platform of Namabhas.
And
the platform of Namabhas, these offenses start clearing. So the difference is in the mentality. One should not become professional sinner. Professional sinner. One who simply commits the sin of blasphemy.
Tas, kuris atlieka kritikos niekinimo nuodėmę.
And then thinks, I'll just chant Hare Krishna.
Ir tada galvos, tiek to, pakartosime Hare Krishna.
After it chants, then he thinks, more blasphemy. More.
Ir tada pakartos galvo, nu ką čia dabar, dar pakritikavus.
So, again, we cannot remain in ignorance.
Dėl to, vėl.
Gaining this knowledge is very implicating. Because once you know, you can't say, I didn't know. I didn't know there was some other way to chant Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna is the way to become free from all sinful reactions. So many verses in
Shastra
says chanting Hare Krishna. Sarva, what is that verse? Iti Shodashikam Nam Nam Kalikam Ashanashana. It says, stated in the Kali Shantaran Upanishad, chanting of Hare Krishna is the way to become free from all the reactions.
Hare Krishna kartojimas yra būdas kaip išsivaduoti iš nuodėmingų nuodėmingos veiklos pasekmių.
So I thought that's what chanting Hare Krishna is for.
Dėl ko aš ir kartoju.
I'll just free myself of sinful reactions.
Ar nenorite jūs išsivaduoti iš nuodėmių?
And then I don't have to worry about committing offenses.
Kam čia dar rūpintis dar kažko tai nuodėmių atlikimą?
It doesn't work that way.
Ne, šitai procesas neveikia.
One actually has to chant with the primary objective of actually developing his love for Krishna.
Būtent dėl to reikia kartoti su aukščiausiu tikslu, kaip išvystyti meilę Krishnai.
And anyone who offends,
kiekvienas, kuris įžeidinėja,
that's demonstrated by Lord Chaitanya himself. Oh, when the devotee was praying, give Sachimata love of ecstatic love.
Kai atsidavęs prašė Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, duok Sachimata meilę Dievui.
My mother?
Mano motina?
She's offender.
Jinai įžeidinėtų.
I'll never give her ecstatic love. Serious business, these offenses. All right. We can answer questions tomorrow morning. It's time for RT.
Gerai, sutariam. Kiti klausimai rytoj ryte.